Sechet Maitre Sheni Parabes Mishan Avah Sela Shal Maitre Sheni Vishachulin Shenet Arba. Somebody who has two slama, Sela is a silver coin. One Sela is Maitre Sheni and the other one is Chulin. And they got mixed up, he doesn't know which one is Maitre Sheni and which one is Chulin. And he wants to bring the Sela of Maitre Sheni to Yerushalayim, he doesn't know which one to bring. Maybe Bisela Mos. What he should do is, he should bring Mos. Mos are copper coins, and he should bring one Sela worth of Mos. The Oymer, and he should say as following, Sela Shal Maitre Sheni B'chol Makom Shehi Mechulelet Mos Ha'elu. Whichever one of these two Slam is Maitre Sheni should be redeemed onto these copper coins. U'boyer et ha'yafish ha'ba U'mechal le'malah. He should then take whichever one of those two Slam is a better coin, the one that has been less rubbed out, and he should redeem the Mos onto the Sela. He should then redeem the Kedusha Maitre Sheni that is on the copper coin back onto the Sela. Now, why does he do it in that way? B'pnei she'amru mechal and kesef on achoshes midoicha v'lo she'yiskayim ke'elechoizer mechal lam ala kesef. Because the Chacham have said you could redeem silver coins of Maitre Sheni onto copper coins, but only if you have no other choice. But not that you should leave the copper coins with the Kedusha of Maitre Sheni. Instead, you should redeem the copper coins back onto silver coins. So therefore, in this case, that you had two silver coins that got mixed up, you have no choice but to redeem it onto copper coins. But you should not leave the copper coins with Kedusha of Maitre Sheni. Instead, you should redeem the copper coins back onto the silver coins. Now, the Rav asks, why do we need copper coins at all in this case? Why don't we just take one of the two slums and say the following? If this seller is the one that's Maitre Sheni, great. And if it's the other seller that's Maitre Sheni, it should be redeemed onto this seller. And then he would bring that seller to Yerushalayim. Why do you need to bring copper coins if you're really not supposed to redeem Maitre Sheni onto copper coins? Like the Mishnah says, you can only do so midochek if you have no other choice. Why do you have no other choice in this case? You don't need the copper coins at all. So the Rav answers, the Chacham were afraid that if they would tell you to pick up one of the two slums and redeem one seller onto the other seller, you might forget that you have to redeem the seller at all. You would just take one of the two slums and bring it to Yerushalayim without redeeming the other one onto this one. So therefore, the Chacham required that you bring copper coins and redeem the Maitre Sheni onto the copper coins and then back onto the seller. And that way, you will not forget to redeem it. Says somebody who has slum of Maitre Sheni, which are silver coins, he should not redeem them onto a dinar zav. The dinar zav is a gold coin. You shouldn't redeem silver coins of Maitre Sheni onto a gold coin. The reason is because Bishami was afraid, since it takes a lot of silver coins to fill up a gold coin, when it's time to go to the Raza, and he wants to go to Yerushalayim, but he will not have filled up the gold coin. And he will want to wait to go to Yerushalayim until he fills up the gold coin, and he won't end up going to Yerushalayim for the rego at all. So therefore, Bishami says, you're not allowed to redeem silver coins of Maitre Sheni onto a gold coin. But Beis Hillel is not concerned for that. According to Beis Hillel, you are allowed to redeem silver coins of Maitre Sheni onto a dinar zav. Amar Rabbi Akiva, and he has seen either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua as Katzban. Rabbi Akiva said, I helped Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua redeem the silver coins of Maitre Sheni onto a gold coin, as Rabbi Akiva agrees with Beis Hillel that there's no problem with redeeming silver coins of Maitre Sheni onto a dinar zav.